This is the rent roll, 5 minutes to protect your NOI before the day's first call. Today's threat is the one line item you can't negotiate down and can't skip, your property insurance renewal. It quietly became the biggest single force squeezing your net operating income. And the goal today is simple. Walk into that renewal prepared instead of blindsided. Here's the number that should get your attention. Property insurance premiums are up roughly 75% from 2019 to 2024. And for a lot of operators, insurance now eats about 8% of the whole operating budget. Analysts figure the insurance line alone can knock as much as 12% off your NOI and your asset value. So today we run the red, yellow, and green flags on your renewal. What to fix now, what to audit no matter where you operate, and the one number to watch so this never blindsides you again. Start with the red flag because it's the one already costing operators money. If your renewal is inside the next 60 to 90 days and you haven't started preparing, you're behind. And a renewal that lands 15 to 20% higher with no plan forces mid-year budget cuts. Usually that means deferred maintenance and skip turns, which is exactly how you quietly damage the asset you're trying to protect. So here's the move you make today. Get your broker working the renewal now and pull last year's loss runs yourself before the carrier does. When you bring the story instead of reacting to theirs, you negotiate from strength. That's the red flag. Start early or the renewal starts without you. Here's why this is hitting every desk at once, and it isn't a one market story. A stack of catastrophe losses, tighter reinsurance, and years of replacement cost inflation have pushed premiums up across the country, and 2026 renewals are landing about 8 to 12% higher on average. The hurricane, flood, and wildfire markets on the coasts and across the Sun Belt are the leading edge, running 15 to 20%. But every operator in every state is feeling the same push. The coasts just feel it first. So don't file this under someone else's problem. Know your own renewal math, whether you run 5 units or 500. That brings us to the yellow flag, and this one is for everybody. Before you renew, do 3 things. First, right-size your insured values. Overinsuring against inflated replacement costs is a quiet, common overspend, and you may be paying to protect numbers that no longer match reality. Second, document every risk improvement you've made. A new roof, wind mitigation, water leak sensors, updated systems. Because underwriters price the story you can prove, and an undocumented upgrade earns you nothing. Third, model 2 or 3 deductible scenarios against your reserves. A higher deductible you can genuinely fund can pull the premium down. And whatever they quote, get the carrier's pricing rationale in writing. Yellow flag. Now the green flag for operators with the scale to play offense. If you run enough units, it's worth evaluating a master program or a captive to regain some control over your own cost of risk. But the bigger shift is a mindset one. Stop trying to panic trim your way out of an insurance spike. You protect NOI on the revenue side through occupancy and disciplined renewals far more reliably than by cutting expenses. Consider this. Analysts estimate the hardest hit markets need about 1.3% of annual rent growth just to break even on the insurance line alone. That's your floor. Clear it on purpose or the line item clears it for you. Green flag. So here's the one number to watch. Insurance as a share of your operating expenses. Know it. Watch it climb toward that 8% mark and beyond, and treat every renewal like the NOI decision it actually is, a line you manage, not a bill you receive. If this saved you one renewal mistake, hit follow now so the next operator brief lands in your feed before your next policy cycle. Next time on the rent roll, the supply wave is finally ebbing, and the real question becomes whether you push renewals or reset to market. Follow the rent roll so that renewal versus reset call lands in your feed before your next leasing cycle. The rent roll, one next move.